With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome seekers.
Mm.
We have just
come from our live gig of the year.
Yeah.
How many people was at that gig?
Less than 10. Higher than 5.
But only by one.
Only by one. Only Six people turned up to our gig tonight. Yeah. Do you remember? We didn't advertise it a great deal.
Because
we was given an assurance.
Oh, yeah, by one of the top promoters in the Watford Trading Estate area.
That people would turn up. They didn't.
No, they didn't come.
And although Angelos was keen to I think it's fair to say I had the arsehole.
Yeah, you wasn't up for it at all, were you, Barry?
I was not in the mood for it. And then I said, don't worry, we'll buy you all a drink. And even that, I thought, I can't be out.
No,
so we
didn't
left.
Buy the drink. Right. And then Rudy afterwards comes up to me, to be fair,
Rudy's the guy who runs it.
And he says, I don't want to give up on it, you know.
Yeah.
But I want to point out to Rudy that it's not actually anything to give up on.
No.
Because there's nothing here.
There's nothing there.
Nice microbrewery he's got there.
Oh, he's got some lovely beer. It's not a Wood Street brewery. He does pizzas and
all that. If you're anywhere near that trading estate that he works out of, then please do go.
Yeah, I mean, there's beer and pizzas coming out your arse. Unfortunately, not enough audience. There's no audience, but there's a lot of pizza, a lot of beer, and a lot of air.
Although the one he cooked for me, he said he hadn't cooked it properly.
No.
Which is fair enough. I would have done the same thing to him.
I think he's keen to see the back of this. Right. Now, consequently, we've come to my house.
Beautiful.
Margaret's up. Yeah, I've done. Do you like what I've done with the place? That's.
I do. Well, I said, why have you gone for sort of brown and grey?
Well, Margaret said she couldn't make up her mind, so I've done it parallel. You could think you was in prison here.
Especially when you painted them windows black.
Well, she's very particular about people looking in.
Oh, she doesn't like you looking out, neither.
No, neither does. And she done, when she has her ointment done and she's got her legs up,
yeah,
sometimes
that,
a dog walker's go past and they see me and I look up and go, I'm just applying the ointment.
Yeah, sticking the muck up.
So she don't like anyone seeing that. Now, as for that sculpture there...
What is that thing?
That's
a knob, isn't it?
Yes, it's a knob.
A cock and balls. Where did you get that from?
Oh, I've done it myself.
Is it yours?
I've done it myself.
Is it?
Yeah, out the back.
Yeah. Your erotic art collection.
Well, yeah, and look at that down there.
Oh, yeah, big pair of tits.
See that there?
Yeah.
Now that... See them there, look.
What's that made of? Brick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lovely brick pair of tits. And,
Is it?
I know one's bigger than the other.
Where would you hang in them?
Oh, those? Well, they go on the front gate, but I've not managed to get them up there.
Oh,
there's,
right.
You know, all that lovely brickwork out there.
Oh, yeah.
And the council come past and said, well, you can't have a pair of tits on your gate.
Well, I hope you said... Yes, you can.
I said, sorry, we're living in Nazi Germany.
Yes, I think
I did not fight for this country.
Admittedly,
but if I had, it would be my right, my democratic right, to put a pair of tits and this big cock right on the...
Yeah, on the, right next to the tits.
Right next to the tits. Cock next to the tits. Cock next to the tits.
Cock
next to the tits and the balls probably on the front doorstep.
As you're saying, because the balls fell off the bottom of the cock, didn't they? Otherwise, that would have been a nice companion piece.
Well, it was. But, I mean, I've got... You see here, I've tried to attach them with a bit of cellar
tape. Oh, yeah, I see what you've done there.
Well,
I mean, they're made of, like, concrete, them balls.
Well, they are, but I've tried to wrap so much cellar tape, and it looks like that the cock is wearing a condom, doesn't it? Which, in this day and age, is only...
Oh, you know, it's the right thing to do.
It's only prudent. Very sensible. There's a lovely picture of Margaret at the mantelpiece. Don't laugh. And next to that that is my grandson.
Oh, dear.
Yes. What? Now, that's
right. That's after the clinical trial, isn't it?
Well, yes, but they give him 50 quid and they said all that will clear up. That will definitely clear up straight away.
Strange time to have his portrait done, though, after he'd just come out of St. Bartholomew's.
Well, it was, but he wanted to, you know, contribute. And it's not so much a portrait. That is more his CAT scan, really.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Photo fit.
And who is this?
Oh, yes.
Here next to the telly.
Oh, that is a police photo fit.
Yes, it is.
Oh, is that your... Who is that then?
That's my daughter.
Oh, right.
Michelle.
That was when she was at up for...
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, she was at up. The fraud case was terrible because she, of course, she pretended to be a fella and... She can pass
it. She
got away with it for years. It's that bit and the pipe. But the thing is, she is now, she's had all that.
She's
taken
now a man.
She's now a man. Yes. That's all been, that's
so
all
that
been.
Is a legitimate photo.
That's a legitimate photo. Moving away from that.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. The amazing news, and you've all followed it, haven't you, at home?
Mm.
This geezer, Noah. Christ.
I've been following this case for
years. I know you have.
Since 2003, in fact.
It was a time travel, isn't it, this geezer? What happened?
Noah, right, the time travel.
You must have heard this in all the papers.
Yeah, sure, it's everywhere. Yeah. It's everywhere, this guy, this geezer. Mm. Right, this guy Noah, who's a time traveller, he reckons he's from the year 2030.
Yes, that's
right. He's come back now in this time travelling machine, or however he's done it. We're not sure how he's done it. And he's gone to the scientists and he says, listen, I'm a time traveller. And they said, all right, prove that you are a time traveller. And he's gone, I promise I am. And they've accepted it, which is good. Which
crossed
is
my heart.
It's open-minded.
Yeah, crossed my heart.
Anyway.
Didn't have no fingers crossed, no, nothing.
Nothing. He says, I promise I am one. Right, and so what they've done is, all right, we believe you, but we'd just like to do a few tests.
Yeah.
So they've asked him a few questions about what might be happening in the future.
Rigged him up.
And they've stuck him on a
lie detector.
And he passed every bloody question. Everyone. Questions like, we could never know the answer to. Things like, will Donald Trump be in power in 10 years, 10 years' time?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's gone, yes.
And
it's gone true.
Yeah, that's right.
He's not telling a lie.
Right.
Other things like, artificial intelligence will be big in a few years' time.
He said that.
And that has come out. That has come out.
His promise has come out as true.
Right. Other things like renewable energy will be quite big as well.
Yeah.
And that has come out as true.
Yeah.
So this guy is legit.
Will Leslie Joseph just pack it in?
Well, this is it. Are they asked about that?
Birds of a feather. Will they apologise eventually?
Will they stop making that piece of shit? And he says no, they won't stop making it. And that's come out as true. So
that's right, with that for a few years to come. Oh Christ. But I mean, it's a well known.
But I've been at a time travel for many years.
Of course you have.
You know that about me.
I know you have.
Because of all the quantum physics and all the chaos and string theory that I got into when I was on the drugs. It was a good base for me to learn my time travel from. And so I went to Travis Perkins.
Yes.
And I knocked something up in the garden from some, like...
Essentially,
it was a cement mixer.
And you had the old double-glazed... door, didn't you?
Yeah,
that
I stuck my that back, on the front.
On the front.
Yeah, and I had a bit of panels you would futuristic, in a scaffold pole.
Put futuristic writing you drew on it,
yeah. Yeah, and I, like, painted it red. Right, yeah. Which of course
which is the
I wrote. You have to write on the side where you want to go.
Oh, right. Okay.
In pen.
Right.
In a pen. And I just wrote in medieval times.
Medieval. Well, you put medieval times. Yeah. But it didn't manage to. Madeira right. times.
Yeah, I scrubbed that.
You
out,
scrubbed that. And then
I put medieval
times. Yeah, medieval times. But so it understood
what you meant. It understood what I meant because it's me what's written. Anyway, I've got in the sewing mixer and I said the prayer. Yeah.
Our Father, yeah. Art in heaven, take me back to medieval times.
Hocus pocus, abracadabra, send me back to anyway, quickly the flash bomb, yeah. I'm back there, wallop. And I'm in, I don't know where I think, I'm in Camelot or somewhere like that.
Camelot, yeah, right. That's
I'm
it,
in
that's
Camelot, right. And yeah. I think, oh my God, these people are barbarians.
Yeah.
Well, they're not. This is the thing.
Yeah.
This is the thing because I've read all the books about history and like
you say all the books.
Well, I read that comic.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
And I watched Merlin.
Yeah,
you know.
So you're pretty
clued
up.
I'm pretty much sure about what goes on there.
Yeah,
right. Turns out it's nothing like that at all.
What?
No.
What?
No. There's Camelot. Is this? Oh yeah, Camelot is this. Yeah,
that is this.
Oh
yeah,
but in Camelot.
Yeah.
There's a Costa there.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Costa coffee there, yeah. Right? They're all, like, sitting around, like... It's,
pretty much.
Yeah, like, it's an estate agents.
Yeah.
It's a great big estate agents, yeah. And they're all selling mud huts. I mean, sure, they're selling mud huts.
Yeah, of course,
and other castles and stuff, but it's pretty similar, like, you know, they're driving the prices up.
Yeah.
Overvaluing them, you know, it's a little bit like Fox.
Really? Yeah. So all the mystery books are all out of bollocks.
All that stuff from swords and all that.
No crap.
Yeah. No, mate. No. No one had them. Well, a lot of people were on bikes as well.
Do you remember when you let me have a go?
Yeah, I'll let you have a go on and I sent you back, didn't I?
You let me have a go on your time machine.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
I went out the back garden. I said, I'll be gone 5 minutes. In actual fact, it was only about half an hour I was gone.
Yeah,
but to me, it seemed like I was there five or six weeks.
And you went all the way back like to Roman times, didn't you?
Christ, didn't I just?
Yeah.
You never
told me what that was like.
I was shocked. So I don't like to say, but I'll tell you now because the time has come.
Yeah,
to tell
you were very you were shaking when you came.
Oh,
from a bulge cement mixer.
Yeah, well, basically, I shut the door. Hocus pocus, take me back to the right times, you twat. Wear some sandals, gonna write on the wall like Vandal, gonna go back to Roman times. Get that Buster right. And so I went on for ages the prayer because you have to go all the way back.
You get it right. You want to know exactly where you're going to go.
Yeah, you know, you have to say where you're going to go. And
how long did it take you? How long did the journey take you when you went for the vortex?
I went to the vortex, and the vortex, it seemed like it was it does. A millennial.
It does. It does seem that way.
It could have been like
that. Oh, yeah, no, reality, yeah.
Wellep.
Wellep. Yeah, fair enough.
I've arrived in Rome. Fucking chance. I step
where's your U-turn?
Rome.
Rome. I wouldn't know what it was.
And suddenly there's a cement mixer in the middle of this, and
with double glazing on it.
Christians and lions in the middle of the Colosseum.
That's what it was like then.
Bring him in, I go. Bring in Italian, you know. Yeah, Bring him in.
Oh, yeah. What were they bringing in?
Bring me in.
Oh, you?
Anyway, this fucking lion is in there, and I'm supposed to take him
off. Why did they know you was a Christian?
They do. I assume.
Presumably, you was going, I'm not a Christian.
I'm a Church of England, I said. Yeah. Anyway, this lion comes up, it's chasing
stinks.
Me. Good guess. It did. And I'm running around. Get it off me. Get it off me. Yeah. Oh, Christian, the lion. They come like that. And I run around. Anyway.
What happened then?
Well, I'm wearing sandals, of course.
Oh, right. Well,
I tripped over.
What were you doing in sandals?
Well, that's what they wear.
Oh, you were right. You got changed as soon as you got out there.
Oh, you were there. When in Rome.
Oh, right.
When in Rome, act like the Romans. Oh. So I put on a sandal. This stinky old lion comes up.
This stink. Them lions did stink.
Do you know what happened? As I'm sprinting away from this thing in these fucking sandals, I tripped. Lion snapped straight up my arsehole, right? Of course, they go mad.
Oh, they love it.
Go,
oh, no, they love
all
it.
That.
Never mind your arsehole.
Never mind my arsehole. Never mind my arsehole. No. I'm trying to get back in the cement mixer, you know. It's that solid God, lion gun up his arsehole. Lion gun up his arsehole. You know, the Italians are very passionate people.
Oh, no, they do like it or not.
Anyway, this poor lion, he's gone up my bum. And basically... Yeah. I managed to crawl back to the cement mixer with this line hanging out of my anus. Anyway, I get in there, I slam the door, ease him out. Yeah. And you know when you saw me when I come back?
Yeah, you looked a little bit
uncomfortable. I was having some queasing, I didn't show you.
No.
My robes are all bloodied.
Oh, they're disgusting.
And that's why, I mean, to this day, I'll never go back. Well, I won't go to Italy.
No, I will not go back there. Well, they're savages, aren't
and
they?
And I can't watch Blue Planet, there's anything but lions in
it. Brings it all back
to you. Bring it all back.
Well, I'm glad in the end I dismantled that thing because
I thought
I've ripped through the fabric of time one too many times and Barry's had a lion ripped through his fabric of time.
In a fabric of and it tears.
Yeah.
And lions. Oh, they're in danger. Oh, bollocks to them. Yeah, you know, if you had one of them up your arse, you'd see the end of
those. He's endangered.
Yeah, I was very much endangered by that thing. So that, you know, that's that. But this geezer, anyway, he believes in time travel. This Noah fella.
Oh, Noah, yeah.
And,
Noah, yeah. He's taken some drugs or something, isn't he, Noah? Well, them things that you experimented with, because he reckons he's from the 2030, he reckons he's about 90 years old, but he's taking age-reversing drugs to make himself 25.
Well, look.
Like what you've taken, then well, what you've taken.
I have.
You've got it for the internet.
I'm very, very old. I'm older than this.
200 years old.
Me.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. externally,
you look
hideous, absolutely ghastly,
disgusting.
But inside,
muck hanging off you,
muckers hanging off, and I just smell that.
Little bits
and all my
all that gooch
is all hanging down, and it's very sweaty
stuff hanging off your leg,
and it stinks. But inside,
oh, you're a young man.
I feel like I'm 11 years old.
And that's because you're taking them drugs.
I'm taking them drugs. Yeah. Now, of course, in terms of the ladies, it doesn't mean a thing.
Nothing works.
Inside.
I'm from
the joys of spring, I don't reckon. I wouldn't take them. But I mean, you aged up, didn't you? Do you remember you took them drugs?
Increasing drugs. That's right. I'm actually 11 years old
in real life.
In real life, inside, I'm 11 years old.
That's it.
But I took these drugs because I wanted to get into the bookies.
That's it.
You know,
of course, you took too much. You OD'd on age drugs.
Exactly. Yeah. And I thought, how am I going to get in the bookies?
Yeah.
And I went on the internet, researched it, and they said, try these drugs. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I've taken a couple of them,
yes,
and I've woken up the next day, and there's all hair on me, and suddenly I was having all these, like, horse tips.
That's it.
You know, and I thought, oh, this is going to work out fine, I thought I'd just stick with it.
Yeah.
And I'll stick with the drugs.
I'll
take one every day.
So, kids, don't listen to, you know, be always take...
Just say no, but occasionally say yes.
Very much, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, look. Can you just introduce the people? I'll be honest, we've made a couple of little notes.
So what have you got there then?
What have I got?
What have you got there then? What have you managed to get hold of?
Well, I'll tell you what.
What happened?
Oh, my gosh.
you've been away for a bit, haven't you?
Well, I've been to Utah. You know Utah in America?
I know
In the
Utah.
Southern states. Is it in the Southern states?
I think it's
states?
In the Midwest.
It's in the Midwest.
I
never know where I'm going.
You fly your private jet over there.
I took my wife's private jet. Anyway, I went over there because I've always... Have you ever seen that show on TLC? There's a fella called Cody Brown. And he's got various wives. He's got four wives.
I don't know the fella.
All right, he's got four wives. Right. It's a show called My Four Wives or The Wives. I can't remember what it is.
Talking about wives.
The point is, he's a polygamist.
Is it? Well, that's not new to me.
No. And I went out there because I thought, I got to Utah. And I've said, I don't want to wear all the Amish stuff. I'm not going to have no beard. Dressed like Little House on the Prairie. I ain't doing nothing like that.
No.
But I managed to get myself four wives.
Oh,
all very nice. One of them very, very nice. Very attractive.
Beautiful lady.
Another one's not quite as good as her. And one of them had terrible breath.
Oh, dear.
And... You know, I got them together in this house, and so night after night.
They all knew.
They all live together in the same house.
And then what happened?
Well, first of all, they said, "Oh, you're going to be an Amish person. You're going to do." So I went to see the top Amish bloke. I had to convert to Amishness.
Oh Christ! This reminds me of what happened to me.
This is you don't say to the bloke, "Oh, I love all the doctrine." Yeah, the doctrine. When really you want four wives.
Let me tell you this. Go on. Because I'm sitting at home, I'm watching new tricks.
Right. Yes.
And suddenly this. I get this rap on the door, bang, 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 like that. I'm like, who's this at this hour?
This ungodly hour.
Who's bothering me at this hour?
Yes.
And my wife's open the door, and they're like, hello, do you like Jesus?
What did you say?
I said, well, I'm watching new tricks at the moment.
Yeah, I do, hedge your bets. I do like him. Why?
Dennis Waterman.
I prefer Dennis Waterman
and Amanda Redmond. Anyway. So I said, well, can we have a word with you? I said, well, look, if you don't, I'm watching.
Don't mind.
New tricks is on.
Yes.
Come in.
Yeah, they come in.
I thought they might have some free stuff. Yeah. Anyway, I come in and I says, well, we're Mormon, right? I'm like, oh,
God. I'm Mormon.
I said, what is it? What do you do then?
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, we believe that there's life after death and this is just a temporary place that we are at. And then afterwards it all kicks off, really, when you die. That's where real life begins. Right. And I'm going, oh, yeah, all right. Dennis Waterman's about to solve this case. Right. Anyway, they keep going on about it and all that stuff. And I says, yeah, and I've got five wives.
And I went, hold on a minute. You stuck it on pause, didn't you?
Stuck it on pause.
Yeah.
I said, what's you on about? I mean, I'm not to be rude, but this bloke was like a pig.
Yeah.
Really ugly.
And he's got five wives.
I said, have you pulled that off?
Yeah.
He says, well, we're Mormon. Like, we've all got 5, 6, 7 wives.
Yeah, it's all right.
I said, give me your pen. I'll sign up. So I'm showing up to it. I've gone out of Utah. I'm out of Utah. Mm. And I've got my wives. I've got 5 or 6 wives. Some of them beautiful. Couple of them are beautiful. Six out of ten.
Yeah, six.
You know, but whatever, I've got the 8s.
Yeah.
I'll be happy with the 6s.
Anyway.
And I'm just watching new tricks over there, and they says to me, like, all of them, I says, it's Angela's son.
God, yeah.
I say, Angela, it's Sunday, right? You can't watch
new tricks on the Sunday.
I said, well, what can I watch on it? What, Top Gear? I can't watch it on a Sunday. They went, no, you can't watch that.
No.
I said, well, what can I watch on a Sunday? Like, I'm not watching The Last of the Summer Wine. Watching that. Right? And she says, no, you can't watch nothing on a Sunday. And I said, excuse me.
Yeah.
Right, this is my house and you're all my wives. They said, no, you can't, because you've got a Mormon stuff. You can't watch telly. Anyway, so I've gone to the head Mormon at town hall.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, mate, I've enjoyed my wives, but I can't do this no telly on a Sunday, so I renounce my faith. I'm renouncing my Mormon religion.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go back to Easter.
Right.
And they were, to be honest with you, I don't think they wanted me to be a Mormon anyway.
No.
Because you said to me, I'm glad you're doing that, because that bloke that knocked on your door, we fired him, right?
Well.
So I've renounced it. And I've joined the Jesuits.
That's it. A vow of...
Because how did you get on with the arms?
Oh, well, the Amish thing was terrible, because I had this one, Mary Beth, and she had terrible breath. Mary Beth with the terrible breath.
That's right.
And...
that's what you wrote on the bog wall, wasn't it?
With the terrible breath.
Right.
Sarah Fitz with the man. And... both of those I wanted out. I'd had about 6 wives at the time. I thought, 4 will do me.
Yeah, because they're quite a lot of upkeep.
The terrible breath, it would blister the fucking wallpaper off the place.
Yeah, Ron Seal.
Ron Seal. So I said to her one day, I said, look, Mormon, Amish, that's it. I couldn't remember. So I said, and in fact, I had to sort of block her ears at the time, because I nearly said Mormon, but I was Amish. I can't remember. I said to her, this Amish stuff is all very well, Mary Beth, but your halitosis, the Lord Jesus Christ didn't put you on earth for that.
No.
I want out. Well, said, well, you can't divorce in the Amish community.
All right,
I said, all right, I renounce my faith. And I went to the head bloke.
So you renounced as well?
Yeah. I went to see Mr. Amish, and I said,
the top
bloke, you know, in town hall. And I said, look, all right, I've had six wives, been a lot of fun, we've had some great time. I'm going to be a Jesuit. I don't need it no Jesuit, more. Yeah. Of course. 2 weeks I've been a Jesuit, the old stirring up, just think, vow of purity, vow of...
yeah, all know, that stuff, yeah.
Well, you know, I'll get back. Immediately I went back to Mr. Armand. Any chance of having them wives back?
But presumably you had renounced...
I've renounced a lot. I renounced the Jesuits.
Because I want to see the Christian scientists after I give up.
Well, after you renounce the Jesuits, I renounce from them as well.
So I go and join the Christian scientists. And I thought, well, this should be fun because there'll be a lot of test tubes.
Yes, I like science. I like Brian Cox. You love Cox, don't you?
Anyway. God, there's not a test tube in sight. Right?
What?
No, there's not. There's nothing. There's
no trade descriptions.
There's no white coats. Nothing like that.
Bunsen burner.
I don't know. I didn't get to the bottom of what they was.
Jesus.
There's nothing to do with science, though.
Really?
No, nothing to do. Anyway, so I said, I'm renouncing. So I renounced that as well.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I remember when I went to Thailand and I became a Buddhist monk.
Oh, yeah.
I had to shave all my hair off. I had all them robes. I looked ever so fat. I looked in there. I thought, I'm fucking renouncing this. I went to see the Dalai Lama. I said,
I'm popping down the pub to get a pint of bishop's finger.
I did.
And then they're like, whoa, you can't do that.
And I said, I'm renouncing it. And I went back to the Church of England.
Oh, is it?
But look, the funny thing was that do you remember that time? And talking of religion, do you remember that time I went back to winning your time machine?
Yeah,
and I went back to a caveman time,
and we started praying to that.
Do you remember that statue? It's not talking religion, that statue we made.
Yeah, it was an offering you were doing.
An offering.
You made an offering to that big, knob.
Yeah. Do you remember I went back to ancient times? I went back to ancient times. I built a massive knob out of a grain of brick. I got it. Was a massive thing. Jesus, you've never seen such a prick. I got down on my knees. I started to sneeze because I was near the grass. It fell down, bounced off a rock, straight up my ass.
I wonder where that was going.
I don't know. It's hopeless,
wasn't
it?
Up your arse.
Oh, I'm going to have to stop this before it goes into something else. Yes, gone into something else. No, but I mean, do you remember that song you wrote after that thing went up your bum? Yeah, it's terrible. A lot of that. Which other religious stuff did you do? Because when you went back in time...
Yeah, where did I go back to, though?
You went back to the Holy Roman Empire, didn't you?
I went back to the Roman Empire and I got dressed in robes. I said, I don't like the look of this place, mate. They said, well, I don't give a shit. You know what it goes?
Ended up on a cross.
I said, I'm not staying here, mate. I've got to get home. And then I've got
who's the boss? Yeah.
I was trying to say what I was going to go home and watch, but I couldn't think of anything that rhymed with cross.
No.
Crossroads.
Well, that's right. What a shame. I went back to ancient Rome, tried to watch Crossroads on the phone. They didn't have a
4G
in those fucking days. It was mostly spent looking at the sun and in a haze. Everybody laughed. I'm pissed out the end. I can't think of anything to write with heads.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, what a terrible. I wonder if we can edit that out later.
No, we'll keep that
Well, it's been great. What a terrible night we've had.
Awful.
Absolutely
awful.
We went to do this gig. Six people turned up. We recorded some of it.
And it was shut in the
bed. God, it's terrible. Angelos was keener than me, but I got a cob on.
You were angry,
though.
You got the arse on it.
I got the right arse on.
Oh, bad.
It was...
It was that bad.
Oh, God, it was awful, wasn't it?
That bad. Anyway, I think we've hit paywall.
Yeah.
I think we're done, haven't we?
I think we're probably done.
I think we're done.
How long have we done there, Ollie?
What does it say, Ollie?
What does it say on
the machine?
There?
The machinery.
33. Well, sorry about the singing. It was pretty poor. Well, but we'll keep some of this other stuff that we... Notes of gold from
It's the nuggets. Them nuggets.
We're doing... When's the next one? Oh, we're doing one.
What are we doing, man? What, Rudy's?
We don't... No, we're not doing that. We're going to be in the studio next time. I'm not going to be in my house.
No, we're going to go back to the studio.
Back to the studio, like the old days.
Yeah, like the old days. Carry on recording season two.
Season two. Look, have we got anything? We're doing any
other gigs? No, we're not selling nothing.
We might go to Edinburgh.
No, we might do that,
We're trying to sort that out. If you want to come and see us at Edinburgh, I don't know where we're going to be.
We'll let you know more information as we have it. You'll have it.
Oh, well, listen, spring's nearly here, people.
Oh, yeah. Just cling on to the...
Cling on
to each other and hang on in there.
Not long to go now.
Oh.
Bye.
This is a Playback Media production. To hear more of this muck, go to angelosandbarry.com.